Welcome to the WCHL Community Forum, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development at Durham Technical Community College. Our monthly forum features Chapel Borough's elected officials and community leaders debating topics affecting our community and you. The discussion is sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to business and for business. More at opentobusiness.biz and by Durham Technical Community College, Durham and Orange County campuses. Do great things. The WCHL Community Forum begins now.
Welcome into the WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill for the month of March, where we're talking affordable housing and something that we talk about a lot in this community, but a new kind of perspective on this with developing issues over the past few weeks and months, more focused on mobile home parks throughout our community. We'll talk about where we stand with those and what we can do moving forward to continue working on this issue here in Orange County as a whole. I'm Blake Hodge with 97.9 The Hill. We've got Dolores Bailey with Empowerment here with us today, and also Penny Rich from the Orange County Board of Commissioners. We will hear from Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger later on in the conversation as well. Dolores, let's start with you on this. What is different about this type of affordable housing than the kind of the broader affordable housing discussion that we have in this community all the time?
Thank you, Blake. I think the most startling piece of this is that, number one, these mobile home parks are communities. And probably the hardest thing for us looking at it right now is changing the stereotype that we have of mobile home parks. So it's hard to fit it into an affordable housing category like we're used to, whether it's low income, a person who's lost their job, a person who is on fixed income, a person who works for minimum wage and has a family that they've got. You know, those are the categories we put affordable housing in, and those are neat, and we can look at them and fight for them. This is a different type of lack of affordable housing. It is mobile home living. It's a community of people who most times have, if I can quote Donna Bell from Town Council from Chapel Hill, she said, an ecosystem together. They live with each other and around each other and help each other. That's what we're finding, at least in the Lakeview mobile home community. So the issue is, this to them is affordable, really affordable living, and it is at such a level that we're not even used to helping people at that level. So,
like in a volume way, or
volume, and also the amount of money they pay. Mm-hmm. They pay a lot rent, and that's a low number. That may be $300, $400 a month, which is actually a number that a person who is on fixed income, let's say a retired person living on $700 a month, that's probably what they could afford. And now we have an entire community of people living at that rate, and it's difficult to find affordable housing for that amount of money.
And Penny Rich from the Orange County Commissioners, again, thank you for being with us today. What, from the commissioner's perspective, how long has this been something that's been on the radar, and then how much has that intensified recently?
Yeah, and thank you, Blake. Thank you for having me. It has actually been on the radar for quite some time, and I can even – you know, track it back to when I was a Chapel Hill Town Council member. We started talking about it, knowing that these mobile home park landlords eventually will want to sell. I mean, they are in some prime locations where we're developing all around them, and they're just waiting for that right time to sell so they can, you know, maximize their profits. So we've known about this for quite some time. When I first came on to the county commissioners, we started a fund for land banking. And the first year we put about $1 million into that. And we spent very little of that money because we didn't have a need to. And I'm talking about 6 years ago when I first came on. We since then put an additional $1 million to it. So it did top off at $2 million at one point. And then we found that we had to start spending some of that money. I know, Dolores, we spend some money with Empowerment. We moved some of those that homes off of the Sportsplex. We actually picked a home up and moved it.
Two.
Yeah, that's two of them.
Yes.
So we used some of that for land banking efforts. And now we're finding that we're going to tap into that. So we know with the Homestead Park, which had 9 mobile homes on it, Those folks were told they had to get out within a month or two. Okay. March 31st was their deadline, and we were working so hard to make sure that they either found a place or that we can get something extended. It was not easy talking with those folks. They kind of, you know, I think Dolores did a good job of going in there with Family Success Alliance. But we at our last meeting, we appropriated some money to help those folks. But I think the original question, Blake, was how long has this been going on? We knew it was coming. I think Michael Parker on the town council said we knew this was coming and we didn't do anything.
And we apologized.
And we apologized. So he did apologize, and that was at that public hearing when we had heard so many heartfelt stories from the Lakeview folks. But I do think that the county commissioners did see this coming and did put some money away for land banking. We could, you know, as we talk, we can cover what the best way of doing this is from a point of view of the county, what's the most affordable. And I think that, you know, Dolores and I can agree on this, is we have to do it on land that we own already.
Right.
Because we can't afford to be buying land and also buying manufactured homes and hooking them up and
right.
infrastructure.
Right.
So that conversation I know we'll get to. But this is not something that's out of the blue, Blake. We absolutely knew this was coming.
So what are some of those steps in kind of affordable housing as a whole, but also some of those other things like the Family Success Alliance that you mentioned that the county has been doing in terms of the bond or budgeting and just overall things working toward this?
Yeah, well, I could talk a little bit about our bond. We had a $5 million bond, which, of course, you know, if you do a $5 million bond, you should always add $5 million to it.
Yes.
If you do a $10 million bond, you should always add $5 million to it. I understand the constraints of borrowing money, but $5 million is not a large amount of money. And we talk about it, and I'm not being – I don't want it to sound like I don't think $5 million is not – a big sum of our tax dollars, but $5 million in affordable housing language is not a lot of money. So our first round we went through and we identified money for about 75 units.
Mm-hmm.
Dolores is taking care of three right down here in Chapel Hill and Carbo for us. We partnered with CASA and Habitat for the others. So that's one of those things that we know we need to have our partners with us on this. We are not developers. We do have land,
right?
And that's our next step. The land that we have, we identified all these pockets of land around Orange County, and now the next $2.5 million, we're looking for folks that want to help us develop those lands. So that, you know, again, going back to that, one of the problems is solved when you own the land.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Hill owns a lot of land that they could be solving problems. So we're looking forward to hear that conversation that when you talk with the mayor and council. You know, the biggest thing that I think that we need to understand is that we don't want to duplicate efforts. So we need to work together. And everybody needs to check their ego at the door. Everybody needs to say it's okay if we all say we instead of I came up with this idea. And the collaboration absolutely has to happen or we are going to fail our residents miserably. And, you know, that's – we had a meeting just the other day with Chapel Hill and Orange County, and we started talking about some of the steps that have already been taken. But, you know, we could do better. We can always do better.
Dolores, from that you mentioned the Family Success Alliance part of this and just getting out there and talking to these residents. And I believe Cheryl Hampton said that there were a couple of residents who were a little hesitant about, you know, engaging with it. What's that been like trying to play that kind of middle role there?
So let me go back and say that another piece of the mobile home living is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a different culture. And I'm not talking about Latinx versus American. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the culture of living in a mobile home as opposed to someone who's always lived in an apartment or a home. So that's one piece of it. This all started engaging with Lakeview, started with Family Success Alliance, which is the nonprofit that is designed to work with families who are living at or below the poverty level, thankfully supported by Orange County government. They had the wisdom to understand we have an entire population of people living at the poverty level right here in Orange County. And let me give this one fact that I know. Orange County is one of the richest counties in North Carolina and one of the poorest. We have a 16.7% poverty rate in Orange County. So the Family Success Alliance is working with families at that level. Many of our navigators, which is what our lead folk are called, are Spanish speaking. And so they were able to go into particularly the Lakeview community and the Homestead community and provide that translation and begin that level of trust. Well, Empowerment, who's one of our main legs is community organizing, was absolutely thrilled to be able to have that bridge and to be able to talk to the Lakeview community. A lot of times people living in mobile home communities are treated less than, and they are not. And so a part of helping to organize them was just to pretty much say, you are a resident of Chapel Hill, of Orange County, and you have a right to use your voice. Here's how you do it. Here are the things. And it's just opening up their eyes and saying, this is yours. You have a right to this because you live here and you work here and you pay taxes and your children go to school here. And they had stories. So it wasn't as difficult once you start working with them. But trust is important with anybody, and especially these communities who maybe sometimes live under the radar, sometimes are concerned about exactly the ICE resurgence and what's going on in those communities around ICE. Just lots of reasons to distrust the government. And Empowerment has been working with both Chapel Hill and Orange County and Hillsborough and Carrboro so long that we know the governments. And so we can speak pretty truthfully about how things work and share that with communities. And that's what we've done along with the help of the Family Success Alliance.
We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with a lot more on the WCHL Community Forum here on 97.9 The Hill.
Get ready to try something new or maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from photography to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials. And you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education. And get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
We have Dolores Bailey from Empowerment and Penny Rich from the Orange County Board of Commissioners with us for the March WCHL Community Forum, talking about affordable housing in our community, a little bit of a different angle on this than we typically take in this, where we're talking about rentals and apartments or home ownership and working through some of the nonprofit organizations locally, whether it be Habitat for Humanity or CASA or DHIC, which has a couple of major projects throughout the county as well. This talking more about mobile home parks in our community. And I want to reference something that has developed in Chatham County very recently, where Mount Air Farms took over a chicken processing plant in Chatham County. There was a mobile home park nearby. They ended up purchasing that land, and it led to a very detailed story in the News and Observer about the position that put the renters there and the tenants of mobile home park residents there of having to vacate the land, and they not getting the type of cooperation with the company that they felt like they should be getting as long-term residents there, and release coming down in on March the 27th, saying that there was an agreement reached between the company, the ultimate liability company there for Mount Air Farms, and the residents of $8,300 going to each mobile home unit if they relocate by July 31st of 2018. And that happened very quickly after there was some attention kind of put to it. And Dolores, I wanted to just kind of get your perspective on that type of agreement in general. How beneficial is that to the residents based on your conversations that you've had with some locally? How would they respond to that? Or is it just in some cases that's not going to work because you don't want to move. You don't want to give up where you are as well.
Well, first, let me bring it back to Lakeview community and the fact that if they had not come to the council in the way that they came, I honestly believe that the council nor many of the residents in Chapel Hill and I'll say Orange County would understand what it feels like to be in a mobile home community, that there are families there, and we've talked about that, but them using their voice to make the situation known. I'm sure that's very similar to what happened to the residents in Chatham County, and it's sad again because they segregate that style of affordable housing. It's different. It's mobile home parks. And so in this particular case of Chatham County, I'm sure it was difficult for the owners, the residents of the mobile home park to say we're just mobile home parks and they're not going to listen to us. But when you have a community and then some people in and around that community and then the government who care about that community, it can make a difference. And I think that's the result of that's how they were able to get at least $8,000 towards each family, because it takes all of us working together. That collaboration you talk about, Penny, is not just between the government agencies. It's also with the nonprofits and the communities and people around. It's amazing, and I can only imagine the number of other people who don't live in that community in Chatham County who used their voice and said, that's not right. Mm. And that's the effect that the Lakeview residents had on the town when they came and used their voice. And I use voices a lot because you need to be heard. And I think people heard and opened their eyes and started saying, oh, yeah, this isn't right. And so we're not going to let it happen. And so that's the positive result. I don't think it's enough money, but they've got to be gone in July. And let me talk a little bit about what it feels like. And I asked a group that I talked to before, imagine how you would feel if you woke up one morning and they said you and your family have to be out of here tomorrow. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you make. You've got to leave tomorrow. What would you do first? And so part of what we're missing is that this kind of moving disrupts people's lives just because it feels temporary to us, because we have apartments and we have homes. They live in mobile. Just because we think it feels temporary, it's not. It's life. It's where they put their roots. It's generations of families that have grown up in that mobile home park. So to tell somebody you've got to be gone in 60, 90 days, it's not okay. And we need to figure out a way that that does not happen. I know that there is a rule. You're supposed to give them at least 90 days, I think. It may be 108. I don't know. Cheryl could tell us. But still, if you came to me in my home on North Graham Street and said, Dolores, you've got to go in 60 days, I'm going to go, where am I taking my dogs? Where am I going to take all the stuff that's in my house? Well, you know, all kinds of things. We have to start thinking like that when we're talking about situations like this, mobile home communities.
How difficult is it, Penny, to have situations where it's not government-owned land, it's not county-owned land, it's not town-owned land, and what you were talking about earlier, the opportunity has just come along for the landowners to invest in their property and, you know, ultimately turn a profit on it, you would imagine. So trying to deal with that type of situation from a responsibility of who's carrying it forward and knowing that those lives are being disrupted, is there anything that you can do from an elected official perspective on that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the Chapel Hill Town Council handle this, because they may be able to stop the current landlord at Lakeview from this time what he's doing. But they can't prevent him from asking people to move out. Mm-hmm. And what can happen the next time a developer comes is, you know, out of the 33 units, there's only two people left living in those – in that mobile park. So you know, there's – there the challenge of working with developers and sitting at the table, I mean, it has to be a conversation that is solution-driven. It cannot be accusatory, or you will force something that you don't want to happen. And because we're all new at this, and because we haven't had to do this before, yeah. I think some of the conversations did start in this accusatory manner, which does no one any good. We all know that. You need to come and sit at the table. I think what Dolores said was really important for not only governments and the developers to understand is to hear the stories of the community park, the folks that live in the mobile park. And I'm on a group that is the Chatham Orange Work Group. And when we met 2 months ago, we discussed this. Are you on that also,
no,
Dolores?
I'd like to be.
Yeah. Well, I think we have someone – I'm not sure who we have, but we discussed this – exact issue, because we had already started with our rapid response. Mm-hmm. And Chatham was like, well, how are you doing this? How are you getting this rapid response done so quickly? How did you pull everybody together to talk? I mean, they were just taken off guard. And I mean, they should not be. Chatham should not be, because Chatham is going through this enormous growth, you know, this 50-year build-out of Chatham Park and all. So this was an eye-opener for them. They just, like, had no clue. So we had already started developing this rapid response. So we helped them a little bit with this, not the negotiation part with the mm-hmm. company or the developer. This is a little bit different, I think. You know, we talked a little bit at this at break. I think the difference is that a company is expanding and needs that land. And they can be considered the developer, right, in this instance. In Chapel Hill and in Carrboro especially, we have these prime locations where these mobile park homes are on. And they're there for a reason, because they're near transportation, they're near the schools, and they're near amenities where folks can walk to and get food. And those locations are prime for redevelopment. So we need to be ready for this. I think Chatham needs to be ready for this. I think regionally we might need to have a discussion about this, maybe with the Triangle J, to start bringing everybody's ideas together. We should not have to reinvent the wheel every time we do this. Right. I mean, right now I think that Orange County is a leader with understanding this was going to happen 6 years ago. But I think we're also a leader in bringing the people to the table. I mean, if you think about who we've brought to the table on this, the staff's are meeting. The managers are meeting. There's collaboration on the green track to try and put motion on that. Collaboration with not only this one mobile park, this second one that came up. Now we're looking at the others that we know are coming. Wow. We definitely know that are coming. We're collaborating with the school districts, because we want to make sure that those kids, if they want to stay in the district, that they can. You know, we're collaborating with Owassa. Because, you know, the challenge on Millhouse Road is, well, you know, is it going to perk? Is it not going to perk? It's perking near an old landfill. Is that what we really want? Can we do a community system that, you know, we know out in the county there's some community systems in the developments. I know they don't do that as much in Chapel Hill, but out in the county they do. So there's a lot of things that we have to put in place really quickly, but we can all learn from this. So I thank you for having this forum today, because I think that Dolores and I are putting a lot of things out there that we really need to really talk more in depth. And I believe, Dolores, this is going to be regional. This is not just going to be Chapel Hill, Orange County. I think we got to help our friends in Chatham. Alamance, it's going to happen too. I don't know about Durham. Durham is a little bit more urban than mm-hmm. rural, and I'm not quite sure about their mobile park situation. But you know, it's not, we're not alone.
And I agree with you, Penny. And the thing that I got back from Lakeview were phone calls like, how can I help? How can I help? Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? And so I would suggest to people who have thoughts about this and some constructive thoughts that can help us get to this solution that you speak up, you reach out to either Penny or myself. We need all of us thinking together about this and right. thinking carefully about how to move forward in the next steps.
Right. And I don't know if you're ready to talk about next steps, Blake, but you know, we're certainly at our last meeting with Cheryl Hampton, who's just she's just such a pleasure to work with. She really cares. She is so passionate about housing that, you know, she's the kind of person that you can sit and talk to for hours and hours. And what's important to her is starting to reach out to the landlords of these mobile park homes now. And she's going to have, I don't know, a summit or a gathering or something to just have a better understanding of where we all are. Like, what are their next steps?
Yeah, because it's helpful to know the plans of the landowners if you can get a little
absolutely.
Ahead of the curve on that, right?
Yeah, and clearly we're not ahead of the curve on it now.
Right.
I mean, even
right.
though there was the money appropriated by Orange County, because we could see this coming, we heard the chatter, just like Chapel Hill heard the chatter. And we were like, if we don't have some sort of funding mechanism in there, we're going to be in trouble,
right?
And then we took we took inventory of all our land. What could we do there? So I think that reaching out to the landlords. I know we want to reach out to the community and the folks that live in the mobile park homes, but reaching out to the landlords is really important because they are not necessarily going to be the developers. They're going to sell their land to a developer, and we need to know. Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? Is it 5 years? Tell us what you're doing.
We'll hear more from Mayor Pam Hemminger coming up next on the WCHL Community Forum here on 97.9 The Hill before we come back and wrap it up with some things that would be helpful from an advocacy standpoint or a government standpoint to move forward on some of these issues as we are continuing on with the WCHL Community Forum for the month of March here on 97.9 The Hill.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
The Orange County campus of Durham Tech is booming with 70% more course offerings. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to invite you to find out why your neighbors and their kids are being educated by us in careers for the 21st century. We specialize in healthcare careers, including emergency medical management, computers, the arts, and much more. To see the full catalog, go to durhamtech.edu. I look forward to seeing you on campus here in Orange County.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
For the month of March, we're talking about affordable housing this month, and we talk about affordable housing all the time in this community, focusing a little more on mobile home parks, as it's been an issue in Orange County. Chatham County as well has been seeing this and really seeing it challenging situation across the state and the nation. And we've got Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger joining us now to talk about Chapel Hill specifically in this sort of issue as it's presented itself in a couple of projects that have been kind of talked about in recent weeks and months, but nothing officially coming forward so far. So can you just bring us up to speed on kind of where we are in terms of areas that might be affected or how the town is dealing with some of this before we get a formal kind of time clock started on some of these?
So I know the one that most people ask us about is Hanover, and that is a proposed project for the Lakeview Mobile Home Park. The people that own the property wish to sell it off to a developer and create something different there. They own two parcels that are together right there to make a larger parcel. When an application comes in, the clock starts ticking, and it's about an 18-month window that people would have. So they would have 18 months. So far, there's been no formal application filed. There's been a courtesy review concept plan that didn't go over so well with council for multitudes of reasons. But it kind of gave us the official heads up that this was likely to happen. I will say at our Joint Assembly of Governments meeting, we talked about it. Their housing director talked about pulling all the mobile home park owners together to talk about what they saw the future. You know, do they wish to continue owning mobile home parks? Are they thinking about selling? Do they have room to increase? Would they ever increase their existing mobile home pads? So I think that's a great conversation to have, pulling those owners together. What we're discovering is a lot of these property owners had it just as a land holding thing and something to have some income on the land, that they never really wanted to be in the mobile home business, but it was an opportunity to have some income on land in prime locations until that land rose in value. And that's what you've seen over the last 3-4 years in Chapel Hill specifically, as the whole region is growing. And it's been longer than that, but just the last 3 or 4 years, land has become more scarce. Mm-hmm. And we are an urban services boundaried, landlocked community, so each parcel is raising in value quite a bit. And property owners who've held land for 30 years or more are starting to realize that they can take a buyout now at a level that's pretty top dollar. So you're seeing this increasing pressure to sell off land, in developable land, in Chapel Hill.
And the county.
And
they're right. And we're seeing it again across the county. We get a little more focus here in Chapel Hill as we cover Chapel Hill a little more intensely at times. But, you know, the landowners in some of these cases, if they have held on to it that long, may see it as a chance to help family members out things into the future as well. So as you mentioned that review that came before the council, a lot of residents of Lakeview came there as well and spoke very passionately about wanting to stay in this community. They felt like they were home and all these things. So in the discussions with the residents that are there, what has the town kind of learned in terms of what these mobile home park residents are wanting in terms of a future in the community?
We heard a lot at the council meeting, and we've learned a lot from having conversations. We've been using the Family Success Alliance and other partners to talk to these individual families without trying to shine a spotlight. These are families and real people. Mm-hmm. We don't want to assume we know everything about them, what their needs are. But in talking with them, the important issues, and if you saw the ranking from the survey, the important issues were staying in the community and close to their jobs and schools and the hospital, just all the services, and being on transit. You know, that's very important. It's wanting to stay together is also something they express, but that may or may not be a reality depending on if your needs are different from someone else's. It might be hard to pick everybody up. And it looked like from the survey that people weren't necessarily interested in moving into another mobile home. They were interested in having a home, but not necessarily another mobile home. And so that sheds a different light and gives different opportunities and different options that we may have available. We're going to be hearing back from our staff in late April, early May, about the different options that the staff has done after talking with these families and trying to figure out what opportunities there may be out there.
And we've had some interesting situations talking about tiny home developments and kind of separate from this conversation, but seeing a lot of kind of renewed focus on tiny homes or manufactured homes in some of these places. And one of the biggest challenges, as you said, with land going up in price is where to put these in the future. One conversation going on with the county and the town, and you know, Carborough is going to be involved in this soon, I'm sure, as well, of having town-owned lands that may be able to house some of these sites in the future.
Right.
Where are we with that in Chapel Hill?
So that's one option, mm-hmm. and we're evaluating some town parcels. Another option is that our public housing stock is gotten older. It's not very dense, and it's in drastic need of many of them are in drastic need of renovation. There's also opportunities to look at that. It's one of the other options we're considering is renovating some of those sites that are close to jobs, on transit, close to shopping, all those kinds of things, and making them more dense to increase our affordability. affordable housing stock and give more options. Another option is to work with our partners like Habitat and Community Home Trust and CASA and Empowerment. And there's more out there, but to work on creating. A lot of these people who live in mobile homes want to own. And I mean, I think that's a goal for a lot of people, to own your own housing. The cost of housing in Chapel Hill specifically is driven up by the fact that we have a lot of people who want to live here coming from outside the community for the whole Triangle region, as I said, putting the pressure on a landlocked community. So that means more dense housing. Mm-hmm. So you see developers, and we're not going to be seeing those big single family subdivisions in Chapel Hill anymore. So that means developers are building a lot more multifamily. We were hopeful that they would see the opportunity that we would like to see more middle-level housing as well and have more townhomes and condos so that we have a variety of housing to offer. Mm-hmm. Owning the land or having the land already is a huge benefit for creating affordable housing. It reduces the cost. The next important cost of affordable housing or doing this is the infrastructure you have to put in, the water, the sewer, the electric. All those things add up. And so we're looking at parcels that might make sense to do that, but we're looking at them with an eye of we want to get the most units possible into a site. So I'll be honest with you, tiny homes probably isn't an option for the mobile home families. Tiny homes, the definition is 400 square feet or less, or 500 if you really want to squeeze the definition. Well, most mobile homes are 900 or more square feet. So that fit might not work, or it might. With the Millhouse property, it's a very interesting proposition with the county and the towns looking at that property that we could maybe have a combination of things. And manufactured houses are much safer, much more energy efficient than mobile homes. And maybe there's an opportunity to do something there. Or, again, we're evaluating our own sites. We have other sites in the works that we're looking at. Staff's going to be coming back to council with some options for those.
And anytime you talk about town-owned land, we have to mention the American Legion property now as well, 36 approximately acres that the town purchased with an eye certainly toward portion of it being untouched, or some of it will have to be untouched because of bufferings and things, but some park space over there and things like that. Is there an option on doing anything with that, and where are we now with the Legion still occupying some of it?
There may be. We don't know yet. One of the goals the council had, though, was to sell off a portion of the Legion property. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that looks like yet either. The staff is coming back to us in May with that information. They've been working on ideas. They've been looking at it as a whole. They have that eye on it as well, trying to figure out. I will say, it's not a short-term solution by any means. There's no real infrastructure in there, but we also have a 2-year lease left with the Legionnaires to stay there, to use the facility. So there's a pond issue to deal. There's a lot of things that have to be worked out. You know, we take a long time to work all of our things out. So it may be an opportunity. I will tell you, I think the most expedient opportunities are redeveloping our existing parcels, our homestead parcel that we're looking at for affordable housing. We have another parcel south of town that may be an option. The staff's looking at all of those in a holistic instead of just a one thing here, there, and punching. There's an interesting dynamic going on with our new municipal services building that is proposed to go on Estes Drive. Then we would move our park admin staff in. That space has been considered also for affordable housing. It's close to everything, and it's on transit. So those kinds of – and it has infrastructure already. Those kinds of things, again, looking at it overall instead of just parcel by parcel, looking at an overall holistic approach. So we have lots of good opportunities.
You mentioned the desire of a lot of the mobile home residents through the survey of owning owning some, whether it's not the property, but owning the home, and then not really kind of wanting to go into some apartment setting. So how does that issue a challenge as well whenever you've got some developers coming in and wanting to do, if they're apartment buildings, they'll have some affordable units in there and things like that, but the needs and the wants of all the community may not match up.
So there's two main reasons for wanting to own your own home as far as, I mean, just data nationally and stuff. One is building equity. It's the fastest way to build equity. Two is stability. If you own your home, you usually can't get kicked out, right? You can't be moved off because you don't own the land you're sitting on, or you own it. And that's one reason I do love the Habitat model. And Habitat's shifting and changing to do more attached family housing because land is becoming scarce. This, again, across the nation, not just Habitat here looking at it, but everywhere. You get to own it. It stays in the affordable. Community Home Trust has moved into the rental business now because they see a cross need for for doing both kinds of things. Habitat takes Section 8 vouchers at some of its property. So you see the providers shifting and moving to accommodate more families and more desires. Habitat's been doing or has been building homes in Orange County for over 32 years, I believe, up there. And over, I'm going to get my statistics wrong, but it's a fabulous that these homes, over 250 of them, have been built and they stay in the affordable market. Same mm-hmm. with Community Home Trust and all those kinds of things. So owning is what a lot of people strive for. Some people don't want to own. Some people want a reasonable rent where they don't have to be responsible for all the things that come along with maintenance and stuff. So, and there's a lot of learning that has to happen if you own a home and the things you have to prepare for and save up for the future. Mm-hmm. And taking a look at all of that, each family is different in those needs.
So with that kind of conversation happening in terms of with the developers and the landowners and the residents, all those conversations are happening, but we are eventually going to get on a bit of a timeline here.
Right.
So what's happening with the town right now and what's next in terms of trying to work toward an ultimate solution? I know we're not going to have an affordable housing solution just in this conversation. But.
No. So, like I said, our staff's working really, really hard in conjunction with the county staff and with our housing providers. We're doing the evaluations within Chapel Hill right now because that's what our staff mm-hmm. can do. And then I know the county's working on that Millhouse Road and their one mobile home park that's under the gun right this minute. Mm-hmm. We're learning a lot through those efforts, and the staff is going to be coming back to the council with options. Like I told you, it'll be a menu of options. It's not going to be just one. It's going to be a menu of different things. They know what the timeline is. They know the application hasn't been filed, but they're acting like it's been filed or will be any moment mm-hmm. to work with these families. And so then we understand that time frame. We understand the dynamics now of what these families are looking for, how many are in each unit, and we'll be able to give them different options. The goal is to keep those families in our community in a situation that helps them with the things they've identified as needs. I don't know what those options all are yet. I know that we are looking at our public housing. We are looking at other opportunities. There's just, like I said, it's going to be an array, knowing what the timeline is. Meanwhile, the county and our staff and the providers are looking for an overall larger situation, because while we know Hanover is happening and the one called Homestead Park up on 86 that's in the county, not to be confused with our Homestead Road, those are the most imminent right now. There will be more to come, and we want to have those plans already out there of how we do this. I just love that our community cares. We care. We get so many citizens calling in about this, wanting to help, and our staff cares, our council cares, our community cares. I'm proud of our community. We are working to find solutions. These families are our families, and we are working to find the best possible outcomes for all involved.
Great. The Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger talking with us here on the WCHL Community Forum about affordable housing. And again, we talk about that a lot throughout our community, but taking a little more of a focus on mobile home parks this month on the WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill.
Get ready to try something new or maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from photography to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials, and you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education, and get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Final segment of the WCHL Community Forum 97.9 The Hill. I'm Blake Hodge. Penny Rich from the Orange County Commissioners. Dolores Bailey from Empowerment joining us here. And we just heard from Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger as well. And we wanted to wrap up this discussion about affordable housing, but with the focus on the mobile home parks in our community, we'll turn to Penny on this. What would be the biggest thing that would make an immediate difference that you don't either have access to today or that is maybe coming online that's going to be making a difference whenever you're talking about government ability to actually influence some of these things in the future?
So I think one of the most important things that Orange County is doing is creating this rapid response team and sort of a guideline of what we're how we're going to handle this in the future. It's always going to change. It's going to be a live document because, as Dolores said in many of our meetings, that not every mobile park home is the same. Not the residents are not the same. The way that the residents want to stay together or not stay together is the same. We have different percentages of people that absolutely want to move back into a mobile park home. We have people that don't. So just some stats, though, in our housing stock in Orange County, 8% of it is mobile park homes. You know, that is it's one of those areas that we just didn't pay attention to. You know, 8% is you know, we know they're there, but we just weren't focusing on them. Collaboration is key. We absolutely need to work on this together. Not one government is going to be able to afford to help to fix this by themselves. We do need money. Everything costs money. Everything. We need to think about how we're going to utilize the land that we already own. It is, to me, wasteful to not be building affordable housing on every single piece of land that we have that we can. And we have to remember that we need to have folks near transportation, near amenities, and near the schools they want to be. So the conversations have to keep – they have just have to keep going. The Family Success Alliance is a tool that we use in a lot of instances. And in this one, it's vital to having these conversations. We need to make sure that people feel comfortable and can trust us. Dolores talked about that. That trust is a huge tool in the toolbox. We have to keep taking into consideration that if we have funds that we can put into a safety net, we have to do it and then have discussions about how we're going to spend that safety net money. In Orange County, we have two different funds. One was for land banking that we're using for mobile park, but we also have a social justice fund that we have and we use for when folks run out of SNAP, when they run out of, you know, they can't pay their bills to keep the water running. These are the kinds of things that governments absolutely have to do. And I don't know if there's any other government in Orange County that has a safety net or a social justice fund. So these are tools that we need to think about. That if we need money immediately, it has to be there. It has to be sitting there. We need to know that we will be able to use it, as we did last week when we knew that we can – if we just appropriated some money that we can help these folks out that needed to move right away. And as Dolores said, we think we're going to be okay. We got a little bit more time, but we have some money and we think we're going to be okay. But we can't be putting out fires every time something like this happens. We need to have a plan. And as we can see in Chatham, they were putting out this fire as well. So we really do need to think about what this plan looks like. And, you know, as our housing stock changes, we're going to more and more apartments. We'll talk about how we can include some affordable housing in those apartments, and we're very limited to what we can do. When people buy condominiums or developers are building condos or houses, we have a little bit more leverage there. But the way that the trend is right now with apartment buildings, there's not a whole lot we can do. So we need to be clear on how we're going to use what we have. And I think that, for me, that means we need to start using our land.
And Dolores, from that same type of perspective, whether it be from an advocacy standpoint or, you know, we hear a lot of things suggested that in other states that, you know, local governments aren't allowed to do in this state based on General Assembly regulations and things. So whenever you hear some of these national conferences or things like what's out there that we maybe could take advantage of that you've taken up?
As I mentioned before, Blake, the ROC, resident-owned communities, is one idea. There are the low-income tax credit projects that are out there that DHIC is building and has built so successfully over on Legion Road. What makes me gives me pause is that we know we're going to have to balance it all. And it's not a this versus that. It's not a choice of it, but it needs to be a good balance of things that are happening. So we are presented with the mobile home park situations and the possible displacements of hundreds of families. And we have to think, what is the best solution for these families? Just like anybody else, if there were some type of climate tragedy and people were displaced, we'd figure out a way to help those families in those homes. That's kind of what's going on now. So we can look nationally at trends, and then we've got to come back to Orange County and just look and see what we've got in place as far as money. And we've got to see what's in place as far as collaboration. And we have to continue to establish the trust with the families. And let's see what is in their heads about how we can come to a solution for them. We cannot, at this point, afford to work in silos. We cannot. It is to the detriment of many families.
And can I just add to that also? I think that being in government for the past 16 years that I've lived here in Orange County, I think we need to take some of the old ways that we did things and throw them away. We have to move faster on this. There is no time to send things back and forth and back and forth between governments. I mean, the Green Tract is a perfect example. Orange County has been pushing and pushing and pushing for years to let's move forward on this. We've done so many reviews. We've talked to our partners over and over again. We challenged them. We put this back in their hands and asked them to come up with a decision. We gave them different options of where the density should be on the Green Tract. We let people go out and walk. And the reply we got back from Chapel Hill is, well, we need to have more conversations about it. You know, no. The answer has to be no. We're not going to have more conversations about it. And I know people sometimes don't like my style because I am truthful and to the point, but we are in desperate need of housing. The Green Tract is a perfect example of land that we all own that we could be building on tomorrow. Let's get it together, people. Let's talk about this, come up with a solution, put a timeline on it, and do it. You know, we just can't keep talking. Talking is cheap.
That is Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich. We've also been hearing from Dolores Bailey with Empowerment, and we heard from Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger as part of this month's WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill.
This month's WCHL Community Forum was presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Its mission is to support opportunities to put Chapel Hill's people to work and create economic prosperity for all, now and in the future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. $500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. So go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box and get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit. To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit opentoo.biz.
The Orange County campus of Durham Tech is booming with 70% more course offerings. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to invite you to find out why your neighbors and their kids are being educated by us in careers for the 21st century. We specialize in healthcare careers, including emergency medical management, computers, the arts, and much more. To see the full catalog, go to durhamtech.edu. I'll look forward to seeing you on campus here in Orange County.